Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press. It's Friday, April 5th, 2024. Now, on the Trump docket, there's been some action. Yesterday, April 4th, Letitia James filed, she took exception to the bond that Trump posted in the civil fraud trial. Knight Specialty Insurance Company, she says, is not registered with the New York State Department of Financial Services to do bonds. So there may be a hearing. We're going to cover that in front of Judge Engoron. That'll be alongside the jury selection in the criminal New York State case in front of Judge Mershon. I can report that Judge Shutkan of the District of Columbia Federal Court yesterday issued a warrant. No, it's not for Trump. It's for a guy named Stevenson. Stevenson, they're calling you. Now, in SDNY, this guy called Cleaver Alcala, a former general of Venezuela, yesterday he pretty much lost. He had a Fatico hearing trying to say he shouldn't be on trial for drugs, but Judge Hellerstein has found that he was helping FARC to move drugs. So his sentencing is going to be significantly enhanced. We're going to talk about narco Honduras in just a moment in connection with the UN, maybe a little bit in Spanish. But first, in other global news, at the IMF, Inner City Press asked about El Salvador and crypto, and the answer was it's a key element to remove the risk of Bitcoin in their discussions with El Salvador. We asked about Ethiopia. No deal reached despite a deadline. The Paris Club has extended it. Of course, creditors always do the same. Papua New Guinea, why not? Why are they opening a resident representative office? Well, they said it's because of the time difference. The time difference requires that they have a man on site. Now, the opposition there... Sorry for all the noise. The opposition there has said that this is a loss of sovereignty. So we put it out there, Papua New Guinea. You've got it. It's on you. And finally, we asked about Sri Lanka, which we had asked the IMF about some time before. And in this case, they said there's been a lot of progress on debt restructuring. They didn't really bite at what the Chinese state entities are doing. Now I'm going to switch from that to the United Nations, because while we're able to ask these questions on four separate countries in one day at the IMF, the UN won't answer any questions, including now for weeks, about why Antonio Guterres, the Secretary General, backed up narco president of Honduras, Juan Orlando Hernandez. Sí, las Naciones Unidas apoyó a Juan Orlando Hernandez y no quieren contestar. But, and eso se puede comparar a lo que hicieron para El Salvador, pero eso fue bajo Pérez de Cuellar. Bajo Antonio Guterres, ningún logro. Under Antonio Guterres, not a single accomplishment for the UN, just corruption and censorship. So we'll continue to push to get in there, but until then, have a good weekend. Inner City Press.